Return Voyage, Tales for the Grandchildren. W.C. White took care of travel negotiations with the Union Steamship Company in Sydney and found that comfortable arrangements for the voyage back to the United States could be made on the SS Moana, which would sail from Sydney on Wednesday, August 29, 1990. Ellen White would have her four women assistants with her: Sarah McIntyre, Marion Davis, Sarah Peck, and Maggie Hare. The W.C. White family numbered seven: he and his wife, May, his two older daughters by his first marriage, 18-year-old Ella and 13-year-old Mabel, the twins, 4 years old, and baby Grace, nearly 3 months old. Three other friends made up the traveling party, 15 in all. Before them was a 7,200-mile, 11,520-kilometer, 23-day journey across the Pacific. Willie had been successful in securing the most comfortable room on the Moana for his mother, the bridal stateroom in the first-class section toward the stern of the ship. The tickets had cost $160 each for Ellen White and Sarah McIntyre. The rest of the party traveled second class. Willie reported that they had been successful in securing the four best rooms in that section, with tickets costing $70 each. With anticipation and a little excitement, they boarded the Moana in Sydney shortly after noon on Wednesday, August 29. Mrs. White was pleased with her room. "I have a wide bed," she wrote in her diary, "as I have at home. Sarah has her berth opposite mine." The journey would be broken by three stops: New Zealand, Samoa, and the Hawaiian Islands. All augured well. Ellen White was reported to be a good sailor, and she suffered only a touch of seasickness the first night out. Willie reported that they were soon on good terms with the stewards. "We feel as much at home as if we had lived with them for 6 months," 15 WCW, p. 861. The first 1,280-mile, 2,048-kilometer, leg of the journey was almost due east to Auckland, New Zealand. Thursday and Friday were sunny days, and as the sun was setting behind them on Friday evening, they hunted up all the songbooks they could find and gathered for a little sing. They were pleased that about a dozen passengers joined them. They found the food on the ship well prepared and appetizing, but to be certain of having a dietary to their liking, they had brought some of their own food, particularly oranges and tangerines, zwieback, canned fruit, and canned grape juice. This greatly broadened their selection of menu choices. One favorite dish turned out to be fruit toast, made by pouring fresh hot water and then grape juice over zwieback. For their evening meal, popular items were fresh fruit and crackers.